Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Peter, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them, and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments, from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, a question for you. Do you think that our Lord needed the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fish in order to work this miracle? Or could he have done it without them? What do you think, Bob? Okay, he could do anything because Jesus is God. He did not need the loaves and the fishes. But if that's the case, then why did he ask for them? Do we really believe that Jesus can do anything, even if we have nothing to give? Do you remember in the agony in the garden, when Peter takes out his sword and he cuts off the guard's ear? What does Jesus say to him? What does Jesus tell Peter in that moment? Mark? "Those who live by the sword die by the sword. Put it away." And he says something further. He says, "Do you not think I could call upon my Father in heaven? And he would not in this moment send 12 legions of angels." Students, how much is a legion? In the Roman army, do you know how many troops made up a legion? Sebastian, do you know? Okay, a lot. That's right. Good answer. 2,000. So Jesus says in that moment, "I could call upon my Father and he would send more than 24,000 angels to defend me." Right, I don't need your help. But if that's the case, why does he say to Philip, "Do you have something to give them? How are we going to feed all these people?" Because he wants to test him. "Philip, do you believe that I can do this?" And what does Philip answer? He fails the test. He says, "Gosh, you know, Lord, 200 days' wages wouldn't be enough to feed them. We can't, how can it happen?" What does Andrew say? Andrew has a little bit more faith at this point than Philip. And Andrew says, "Well, gosh, there's a little boy here. And he has 5 loaves and 2 fish. So maybe you could do something." But then what does Andrew say right after that? "Gosh, but what good is that for so many people?" The apostles in this moment had such little faith. They did not believe our Lord could do it. But students, what is the truth? We sometimes think the same way. We think God could only do a great miracle if we have something great to offer him. But the opposite is true. Sometimes the less we have to give, the greater miracle he will work. Because miracles are not dependent on the amount that we have to give, but the amount of faith with which we give it. And so long as we're able and willing to give all that we have, even if we just give a tiny little bit, God can do something tremendous with that. So long as we believe. Just recently, I was watching a DVD on the life of St. Philip Neri. St. Philip Neri, he made the journey to Rome as a priest. And he gets to Rome and he's wondering, what should I do now that I'm here? And he notices that there are all these young kids who are wandering the streets, children who have been abandoned. And they're starving, and they're going around, and they're stealing food from people. They're doing anything they can so that they can feed themselves. And one day he follows these children, and he notices that they live outside the walls of Rome, and they live under the ground in the catacombs, that's where they sleep at night. So he thinks, gosh, how do I attract these kids to try to lead them to God? And he thinks, I know, I'll give them food. And so one morning, early in the morning, he goes and he's waiting outside the catacombs and he's preparing some porridge for them. And the kids wake up and they smell this food and they rush out of the catacombs and he has them all sit around and he goes and he has a bowl for each of them. He hands them a bowl and he's going around and he's filling up their bowls. And all of a sudden he realizes he gets to the bottom of the jar and there's not enough for all the kids. And the next kid says, you know, Father, what about me? And St. Philip's word, oh my gosh, I didn't prepare enough food. And he looks down, and all of a sudden, there's a little bit more in the jar. And so he can feed one more kid. But then there's the next kid. And he goes, oh no, again, I'm all out of food. And he looks up to heaven, and looks down in the jar, and there's a little bit more. And he fed each of the kids 3 times. God works this incredible miracle. And the rest of his life, whenever there was a situation that demanded great faith, St. Philip was willing to give it because he had seen what God had done. One time he's walking the streets of Rome, and there's 2 men who get in a sword fight. And one of them has his side pierced, and he falls to the ground, and he's bleeding all over the place, and he only has a little bit of time left to live. St. Philip rushes up to him and puts his hand on his side, and he looks up to heaven and says a few prayers, and all of a sudden the man's side is healed. One time there was a lady who gave birth, then the child came out and was having difficulty breathing, and the child passed away. And the child's older sister runs to St. Philip and says, Father Philip, you must come to my home immediately. My little brother just died. And he runs to the house and he grabs this child who had been dead for over an hour. And he takes this child in his arms and same thing, he just begins to pray because he no longer doubts that our Lord can do anything. Because of the miracle that he worked with the food. And he says a few prayers and the child comes back to life and begins to breathe again. Our Lord worked the miracle of the loaves and the fishes so that the apostles would believe our Lord can do anything, even if we only have a tiny bit to give. Let's ask our Lord for the grace for that same faith. That no matter how small our offering is, we believe that he can use it to do great things.